You talked about using it with, quote, a taxane monotherapy. Does that include docetaxel and nab-paclitaxel?
Yeah, I think this asks how conservative or liberal you are in terms of your interpretation of the data. The data certainly that exists to date are with paclitaxel. We have a history, though, that tells us, for example, with the integration of trastuzumab, that with few exceptions, pretty much what worked with trastuzumab and paclitaxel also worked with trastuzumab and docetaxel. So do we really need to repeat every single experiment? For example, the use of bevacizumab with weekly docetaxel since it worked with paclitaxel? I think probably not. I think this is probably not a good use of resources. It's probably not a good use of patient resources, and I think the patient is the most valuable resource in clinical trials. So I would rather not see the reproduction of all of these same phase three studies over again with docetaxel that was done with paclitaxel. And I would ditto the same sentiment for nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel or Abraxane with bevacizumab. I think it's important to have safety data and efficacy data. I'm happy to see this in the form of nice-sized phase two trials, but to submit 700 women to the same experiment with docetaxel, in my mind, is probably not necessary. So I think the message for those listening is that I have a reasonable level of comfort that if a physician feels weekly docetaxel might be an appropriate treatment regimen, that the use of bevacizumab is a reasonable extrapolation. And I tend to stick fairly close to the data, but I just think that in this era with so many new targeted agents to explore and test, that we shouldn't devote the resources of hundreds of patients simply to make sure that Pepsi works as well with bevacizumab as Coca-Cola.
And would you want to see some phase two or safety data with docetaxel or NAB, or you think you're okay with it now?
I clearly want to see some safety data. You know, every now and then we've learned to expect the unexpected, and there certainly could be differences in patterns of toxicity based simply on the vehicles of those agents and how they might interact with bevacizumab. At Memorial, we're actually about to embark on a trial where we will be comparing every 3 week to every 2 week to weekly Abraxane dosing with bevacizumab as first-line therapy with trastuzumab for HER2-positive patients. So we're looking at an Abraxane schedule question and also the safety of co-administration of bevacizumab.